We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right, welcome back. By the way, what you just heard, I will be doing a deep dive in the 8 o'clock hour because it is one of the most outrageous things I've ever heard in my entire life. You heard Boomer Esiason, I give you a little sample of that. The White Sox now instructing some of their star players not to run hard. And
Al probably loves this.
And I'm going to tell you something. If that's not the end of sports as we know it, what is? And we will explore that in depth.
Amazing.
They're telling their players, don't run hard.
Can I sign up?
Yeah. That's that is something only one man I've ever heard advocate. Al Morgan.
Yep. That's right. And, in his wheelhouse.
But if you missed the big story that I broke a few minutes ago via Seth Joyner's own podcast, Seth Joyner has left the pre and post game on NBC Sports Philadelphia. And here to react to that and offer some other scintillating takes is our overnight guy, the great John Johnson. Hi, John.
Morning, Ange.
Seth Joyner out on the Eagles post game. How big a loss is that, John?
That's a huge loss. The combination of he and Ray Dinger retiring, I mean, that's your voice of honesty. That's your voice of truth that will tell it like it is. They won't sugarcoat it. They can't be persuaded or convinced by a member of any organization to think a certain way or say certain things, or more importantly, not say certain things. Yeah, losing Seth, I just found out via listening to you guys, that stinks. That's very upsetting. That was a must listen.
Yeah, especially after losses. John, can I be honest with you, friend to friend? You're even better after a real big loss. Like, the Phillies won 3 out of 4, and I caught you all the way up from Sea Isle this morning. And I'm going to tell you something. You were primarily negative because of the Harper thing.
Well, yeah. I mean, you lost your franchise player, the reigning NL MVP. You won 3 of 4. That's nice. But the bigger story is losing Harper. It's a real bummer.
All right, what about the fact that even when Harper was expressing his frustration with Snell, none of his teammates left the dugout to show some support for him? What did you think of that non-response?
Well, now that's the real problem I have. I can get into Snell all you want, but the problem I have is when he took that pitch, initially everyone thought he got hit in the head. Everyone. And even though he got hit in the hand, clearly Snell was trying to dance around his face area. And when he went down in a heap like a sack of potatoes and was writhing in pain, it made me so aggravated to not see anyone in that dugout stand up, mouth off, just at the very least get out of the dugout and say something, especially the two players that he has bailed out countless times this season. The $100 million Nick Castellanos, who can't play right field, nor can he bat. And then JT Realmuto, who should single-handedly thank Bryce Harper for the contract that he got. It was very aggravating that no one came to his defense.
All right. Now, I must say, John, I was surprised and entertained but somewhat dubious about your take on the intent of Blake Snell when he threw the 97-mile-an-hour fastball in the direction of Bryce Harper. What do you believe was going through his mind?
Well, now it's nice and all to everybody. Well, that's baseball. You know, he let one slip away. He didn't mean it. Watching that game up until that very moment, Snell had great command. He was hitting all his spots. He knew where to locate the baseball. And he had yet to throw a pitch that was 97 miles per hour. How about that? So when Harper crowding the plate, when I say headhunting, I don't mean directly trying to hit him, but it was the close enough to where, if it hits him, well, it proves a point. Because if you watch the replay, which sadly I did over and over again, If Harper doesn't react just in time, that ball hits him directly in the jaw. And he moves just out of the way to where it hits his thumb rather than his face. And for all the, you know, they're good friends, they know each other, clearly it must have been the heat of the moment. Because if you want to rush back someone who you respect, you could have thrown him something 85 miles an hour and danced it around him to prove your point.
Right.
You didn't have to heave it in there at 97.
Here, yeah, for rebuttal, is our own Al Morganti. Al, he is saying that he intended it to knock the noggin off Harper's body.
Yeah, he's wrong. He meant to push him back. He meant to brush him back. He got too close. He put his hand up and he broke his thumb. It's just what happened. I mean, I can't. Nobody wants a guy to get hurt. The guy tried to brush. It's called a brush back pitch. That's what he did.
What's the risk with that type of pitch?
The risk is he hit the guy.
Yeah.
So why throw it?
Because it's a baseball game. Because he wants to get him out. Because he's a power hitter.
So you should pay the price for doing it then.
What do you mean pay the price?
Get punched in the head.
Jeez.
Yeah. No, yeah. He's right.
Simple as that.
If you do that to my best player, there's no repercussion?
That's
my God, it slipped away from me. Oh, it's such a bad thing. You're okay, Blake. You're such a great guy. No.
He's a jerk.
The guy's a jerk. You know what a jerk he is, right, Johnson?
Yeah, of course I do, and that's what bothers me so much. Al, it's baseball. No, you don't throw 97.
All right, Johnson, I don't understand. The same people that complain that they can't watch baseball anymore because it's not baseball anymore, stuff like this happens, and you lose your flipping stuff.
Yeah, when a brawl follows, I enjoy it.
Yeah.
That's what I didn't like.
That equates. Just listen, people don't know what a jerk Snell is.
I don't care what kind of a jerk he is.
You're a lousy fan.
It's immaterial what kind of...
No, it's not. He's a jerk.
Here's Snell during the lockout. They shut everything down for the pandemic. And then they were trying to get it back up and running. And he said, I'm not playing until they pay me for all the games we never played. Listen to this punk, Johnson.
Y'all got to understand, man. For me to take a pay cut is not happening because the risk is through the roof. It's a shorter season, less pay. Like, bro, I got to get my money. I'm not playing unless I get mine.
Al's defending him, Johnson.
Harper Price said the same thing.
Johnson, Al, take him down.
Stop, Al. That guy is the absolute worst. How could you possibly defend him? Between those comments, what he did to Harper, nobody coming to his defense. What are you watching?
Because I'm watching baseball. If he meant to hit him, I'm telling you, the benches would have come out, the umpires would have snapped, and the man himself wouldn't have started screaming, I know you didn't mean to do it.
He wasn't screaming it then.
He wasn't screaming it then.
He was upset, and the players didn't even come out.
What was he yelling when he went off the field?
Screw you, you bum.
Yeah, he wasn't yelling. I know you didn't mean to do
yelling.
It, my friend.
You asked me. I took a shot. I don't know what you're saying.
Help him.
All right, meanwhile, Johnson, a couple of bizarre and interesting things happened in San Diego. Number one, the bullpen was insanely good. 40 out of 41 batters, 34 in a row. How improbable was that, Johnson?
I don't know what the odds makers would place that at, but it would be the biggest sucker's bet of sucker's bet. It is fascinating. Dating back to Wednesday, as you pointed out, retiring 40 of 41 batters. And yesterday's game, the most impressive, when Kyle Gibson has his worst outing of the season, and you turn to Nick Nurse, followed by Corey Knebel, Jose Alvarado, and then, of all people, Bellotti to close out the game, who's never closed a game in his major league career. I don't know what's going on. It's enjoyable, thank goodness, considering the period we're going to have to wait without Harper. You're going to need that bullpen to bail you out because I fear the bats may not be able to.
And the other thing was, and this is why I don't ever miss a Johnson show. I always learn stuff. Petco Park, where San Diego plays, is a house of horrors
for
the Phillies. And Johnson, in a really fantastic moment at his show overnight, stated that the Phillies should absolutely refuse to return to San Diego because of what has happened. Johnson, what has happened in San Diego the last 3 years?
I don't understand how this is happening, but you're right. They can never return to San Diego, ever.
Never.
Obviously, Saturday, Bryce Harper, you have a broken thumb, out for an unknown amount of time. Go back to 2019, a pop fly ball to the infield by Gene Segura, who dogs it out of the box. The second baseman lets it drop, infield fly rule. Here's Andrew McCutchen, stuck between second and first. He runs back, tries to dodge the first baseman, and tears his ACL. Season over.
All right. Just as a reference point, this led to my feud with Gabe Kaplan. All right.
That's
correct. What was the third with Johnson?
And the third one was 2019. Sir Anthony Dominguez messes up he injures his UCL, leading to Tommy John surgery, much like Harper, much like McCutchen, takes place in San Diego.
Amazing stuff at the Overnight Show. John, one last thing, because I'm about to get to this next. So Daryl Morey makes a move, and I'm telling you, brilliant. What an what a great GM at all this. Did the getting in Melton here, did that move the needle? Are they now a championship contender? Why all this praise for Morey?
Because there are Morey zealots out there, who don't see the obvious that Morey has them right now in absolute cap hell. Adding DeAnthony Melton is nice for the bench. That's it. It doesn't get them anywhere closer to a title. Angelo, there's a very important day coming.
Yeah.
This Wednesday, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, that is the deadline for James Harden to opt into his player deal. If he does not, he becomes a free agent.
Oh, please. Can we kidnap him till Thursday?
Can we break his thumb?
No. We just need a bunch of promotions at the local gentlemen's clubs.
I'll tell you what, Johnson. You're killing it, my friend. You're awesome. Thank you, John.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.